Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 5X CEO by Samantha Allison explores what separates average leaders from the executives who consistently deliver outsized outcomes in private equity-backed companies. Positioned at the intersection of operational leadership and investment expectations, the book focuses on the practical behaviors, decisions, and management systems that help CEOs rapidly accelerate enterprise value. Rather than treating growth as a vague aspiration, it frames value creation as a disciplined process, setting a clear investment thesis, aligning the organization to measurable priorities, and executing with cadence under compressed timelines. The book speaks to the distinct realities of the private equity environment, including aggressive performance targets, limited patience for ambiguity, and the need to build a high trust relationship with the board. Across strategy, talent, operating rhythm, and financial focus, it aims to provide a repeatable playbook for leaders seeking to multiply results, not just improve them incrementally. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, adopting the private equity value creation mindset. A core theme is the shift from conventional corporate leadership to a private equity value creation mindset. In a PE-backed setting, the CEO is expected to translate an investment thesis into operational reality and to do so quickly. The book emphasizes thinking in terms of value drivers rather than activity, clarifying which levers most directly influence earnings, cash flow, and the eventual exit multiple. That means making the organization fluent in a small set of metrics, defining ownership for each driver, and ensuring that daily decisions ladder up to measurable outcomes. It also highlights the importance of speed with rigor. Moving fast is not about recklessness, but about shortening feedback loops, identifying what is working, and reallocating resources without delay. The CEO role becomes one of orchestrator and prioritizer, cutting through noise and protecting capacity for the initiatives that matter most. This framing helps leaders align teams and boards around the same scoreboard and reduces friction in high-pressure moments by anchoring debates in value impact. Secondly, building a focused strategy and an actionable 100-day plan. The book underscores that strategy in a PE context must be both focused and executable. Rather than sprawling lists of initiatives, the effective CEO defines a few decisive moves that concentrate effort and capital on the highest return opportunities. A practical approach is to convert strategic intent into a 100-day plan that quickly surfaces gaps, validates assumptions, and begins momentum-building execution. The plan typically includes rapid diagnostic work, customer and market validation, a clear prioritization of growth and margin expansion levers, and an explicit timeline for early wins. Equally important is identifying what not to do, since distraction can be fatal when timelines are compressed. The CEO is positioned as the leader who creates clarity under uncertainty, communicates priorities repeatedly, and builds organizational confidence by delivering on short-term commitments. By treating the first months as a structured campaign rather than an open-ended orientation period, the CEO accelerates alignment, surfaces talent and process constraints early, and establishes a culture of accountability that supports later scaling. Thirdly, creating an operating cadence that drives execution. Another major topic is the operating cadence that turns plans into results. The book highlights the need for a rhythm of management meetings, dashboards, and decision processes that keep teams aligned and prevent drift. In practice, this means defining a small number of core metrics, instituting weekly and monthly review cycles, and ensuring that leaders come prepared with facts, root causes, and corrective actions. The CEO sets the tone by insisting on clear owners, deadlines, and follow-through, while avoiding micromanagement by focusing on outcomes and constraints. An effective cadence also balances near-term performance with longer-term capability building, so that the company does not sacrifice durability for short-term optics. The book also points to the importance of rapid escalation paths and decisive trade-off decisions, because in PE environments, the cost of slow choices is compounding underperformance. A disciplined cadence improves transparency for the board, reduces surprises, and helps the organization learn quickly, making execution a repeatable system rather than a heroic effort. Fourthly, upgrading talent and aligning incentives to outcomes. Talent decisions are framed as one of the highest leverage tools available to a PE CEO. The book emphasizes assessing the leadership team early, clarifying role expectations, and addressing capability gaps decisively. In PE settings, the standard is not adequacy but performance under pressure. With leaders expected to deliver measurable results, build scalable systems, and collaborate in a high accountability culture. The CEO must balance speed with fairness by using structured evaluations, clear scorecards, and direct feedback, while moving quickly when misalignment persists. The topic also includes aligning incentives so that behavior matches the value creation plan. That can involve equity participation, performance-based bonuses tied to key value drivers, and transparency around how results will be measured. When incentives and expectations are clear, cross-functional cooperation improves and politics diminish. The book positions the CEO as the architect of a performance culture, one that attracts high-caliber operators, rewards execution, and ensures that the organization has the leadership depth required to scale growth initiatives and sustain operational improvements. Lastly, mastering financial discipline, board alignment, and exit readiness. The book ties leadership effectiveness to financial discipline and strong board alignment, both critical in private equity ownership. It emphasizes that the CEO must be fluent in the financial model, not as a finance specialist, but as a strategic operator who understands how decisions affect margins, cash conversion, and capital requirements. Establishing reliable forecasting, clean KPIs, and transparent reporting reduces uncertainty and builds credibility with investors. Board alignment is treated as an ongoing process, clarifying expectations, communicating trade-offs early, and using data to drive discussions rather than narratives. The CEO also needs to maintain exit readiness well before a formal sale process begins. That means building a compelling equity story grounded in proven results, strengthening operational resilience, and ensuring that systems and processes can stand up to diligence. By integrating financial management, governance, and operational execution, the CEO increases the likelihood of hitting target returns and reduces the risk that value creation remains theoretical rather than realized at the time of exit. In conclusion, this book is best suited for current and aspiring CEOs of private equity-backed businesses, general managers in fast-growth mid-market companies, operating partners, and functional leaders who want to understand how value creation is actually driven under investor timelines. It will also help founders considering a PE deal, since it clarifies what changes when ownership shifts from patient long-term stewardship to return-focused execution. The benefit to a reader's life comes from its emphasis on clarity, prioritization, and operating rhythm. Those disciplines translate beyond private equity. They improve decision quality, reduce overwhelm, and create accountability that makes teams more dependable and work more satisfying. Compared with broad leadership books, The 5X CEO is positioned around the specific mechanics that matter in PE environments, such as a thesis-led plan, metric-driven execution, talent upgrading, and board communication. That focus makes it more actionable for leaders facing aggressive goals and limited time. If you want a structured way to translate strategy into measurable enterprise value while strengthening culture and execution, this book is worth buying as a practical guide to higher performance leadership. If you would like to support Samantha Allison, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.